Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Friday, December 5th, 2025 edition. I just found that information and thought I would ask Justin Michael about it, because I guess I didn't realize how much money this AIPAC sends and gives to politicians in Lansing. Washington. I don't know if they give any money to Lansing, was my thought. But I think the majority, if not all of the money, goes directly into Washington, D.C. re-election campaigns. And here's where my problem with this stems. We have a congressman who sits on the Armed Services Committee receiving lots of money from special interest groups. I get it. That's what they do. When you're in Congress, people like to give you money. If you vote the way they want you to vote, they continue to give you that money. But when it's foreign policy, when it has to do with money going to a foreign country, or even worse yet, military equipment, something that we, the taxpayers, pay for, they then are able to give or send this munitions, these missiles, ammunition, whatever it is that they send, that they give them, that Israel requests. I see it as a conflict of interest. I mean, what do you guys think? They've given almost $100,000 so far, and Justin thinks that maybe after this interview today, they may give him more. I'll be monitoring, tracking it. But the thing is, of it is here you have a member of the Armed Services Committee getting huge amounts of money towards his campaign to be reelected. And then he has to vote on supplying Israel with our arms. I don't know. It bothers me. I know how the game is played. I totally get it. I'm not naive. I understand. But what I'm saying is, when you get that kind of money, I mean, we're talking probably now over $100,000. It pays for a lot of mailers in your mailbox. And you have to understand, I totally support Israel. A lot of people are questioning our support of Israel. Tucker Carlson, Glenn Beck has brought it up a couple of times. Rand Paul in the U.S. Senate, Thomas Massie in the House. I can almost guarantee they haven't been given these types of dollars like our congressman, Jack Bergman, in the 1st District. Nor do all of them sit on the Armed Services Committee. But I'm just saying, if you're going to take that kind of money, should you really be voting on sending our military equipment, supplies, to that country after basically a conflict of interest? If we were in a local government situation, whether it's state government or county government or even township government, there's an issue happening here in our little Antrim County over repealing zoning ordinances. Well, one of the trustees that sits on the township board owns quite a bit of property in that township and wants to use one of his properties as a source for aggregate. Gravel that could be used on our roads here, right here in Antrim County. But because of zoning ordinances that they currently have, he can't use his property to supply the local county road commission and maybe even neighboring road commissions like Grand Traverse County and Charlevoix County, Otsego County, which is right next door all to all of us, to the north, to the east, and to the south. The only reason we don't have a county to the west is because we have Lake Michigan. The East Bay of Lake Michigan completely fronts the western edge boundary of our county. And road building is very expensive. And the aggregate, the gravel that is used, is very expensive, especially if you have to transport it. Back in the day when I was a truck driver, if I hooked up to a gravel train, I got paid like $8 a mile and $2 for fuel surcharge. My truck was generating $10 a mile. If I was on the highway doing 60 miles an hour, because that's as fast as I would ever go when I was a truck driver. Yes, I was one of those semis that basically sat right there in the middle lane. If there's three lanes, I sat in the middle at 60 miles an hour. I allowed people to pass me on the left, and I allowed people to pass me on the right as they were exiting ramps off the expressway. My logs were very simple. Every hour I was on a highway, I was doing 60 miles. Why? Because my cruise control was set to 60. Normal loads, you get paid anywhere from $2 to $2.50 a mile plus fuel surcharge, usually 50, 75 cents, maybe a dollar. Not when it came to gravel. Not when it came to road aggregate. Somebody told me, I forget who it was. It was somebody who was a local township elected official. Every 30 miles aggregate is hauled, it basically doubles the cost. So if you in your area don't have a gravel pit in your county's road commission is paying a lot of money to get gravel delivered to their depot, where they then bucket it into their spreaders and go out there and redress your gravel roads, drop the gravel, maybe use a roller on it, then they oil it to keep the dust down in the summer. That's a very, very expensive cost to local counties. If I was governor of the state of Michigan, every county in the state would have a gravel pit. I would try to find a property near the depots of the road commissions. Forget hauling it at all. Have your spreaders drive over to the local county gravel pit and pick up a load of gravel and take it and spread it. That would save us a ton of money when it comes to maintaining our gravel roads. Completely eliminate the transporting of gravel in the state of Michigan. That would be one of my campaign slogans, one of my policies. Every county in the state of Michigan can find a gravel pit location. Every single county, including Wayne County. A lot of people think, oh, Randy, you could never find a gravel pit location in Wayne County. It's got too much concrete over it, too much asphalt. You want to bet? Fly over even some of these highly populated counties. Get into a small plane and fly over Wayne County. You would be shocked to see how much farmland, how many trees, how many sandy, large parcels of land there are available that could be turned into gravel pits. It's out there. You just got to find it. And the other aspect of this local township, the gentleman that owns these properties, that wants to be able to use his properties to create a gravel pit and sell aggregate to Antrim County and even perhaps the surrounding counties, voted to get rid of the zoning ordinance. Now, he's going to make money by removing the zoning ordinances, not allowing those type of activities in their township. But he's doing it using his own property. His own property and trying to get costs down for Antrim County Road Commission. Trying to lower the cost for Charlevoix, Otsego, and Grand Traverse counties, our neighbors. He's not using taxpayer dollars to create and to purchase weapons, munitions, missiles, and give them to a third world country or give them to Israel. I see it totally differently. What do you guys think? Should the congressman be able to sit on the Armed Services Committee and receive this kind of money from AIPAC and then turn around and vote on supplying them with weapons? Or even foreign aid, for that matter, in the budget? Text me and let me know your thoughts. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithin, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithin of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Four text messages during that short break, all basically saying the same thing. Absolutely not. No way. Should not be happening. This is why they're multimillionaires. Another one. That's one of the biggest reasons our politicians are so corrupt. Special interest money in politics. Now, I have said in the past when I ran for state senate that if I got elected and went to Lansing, I wouldn't want to know where the donations came from. Had I got elected, Vicky was going to be my chief of staff. We would pack up Mr. Snoop and go stay at a hotel for 3 days a week while we were in session, and then come back home. She agreed if I had gotten elected, she would have been my chief of staff. I said, any donations, any lobbyists, any special interest groups, give you a check for my reelection campaign, I don't want to know about it. Just put it in the campaign account, and all I want to know is how much is in there. What can I afford to spend money on when it comes time for my reelection? But as far as these lobbyists, and I've been told this is how it works. Now, this was quite a few years ago, but I was told that these special interest groups walk in to a state representative's office or a state senator's office, and when they walk in the door, they have a check paper-clipped to a bill. When they walk into the receptionist, they hand the check to the receptionist and detach it from the bill and then provide them with a copy of the bill, as well as the representative or the senator, when they meet, they hand them a copy of the bill as well. This is what our organization's legal attorney staff has written. We would like you to consider sponsoring this legislation. State representative, state senator looks at the bill, reviews it, has his chief of staff, his legislative director look at it, and they submit it to the LSB. Legislative Services Bureau in Lansing is a bunch of longtime attorneys that review bills from state reps and state senators. They look at collateral damage. They look at whether or not it conflicts with current statute anywhere in the laws, as well as the constitutionality of it. They mark it up, they make changes to it, and they send it back to the state rep and the state senator. They then may call the special interest groups and say, come on back, or I'll email this to you for you to send to your legal counsel to review the recommended changes that came from LSB. Once the changes are marked up and it's basically in its final form, LSB then takes the papers of the bill, however many pages it is, and puts it in a vise. They then use hot blue wax that's heated up and liquefied. They have a roller that is dipped into the hot blue wax, and they roll it on the left edge of the papers. When it dries, it hardens, it locks in all the pages. It becomes basically a book. Well, guess what? You can't tear pages out. You can't add pages. That is then called a blueback. The blueback is then taken to the Secretary of the House or the Senate and is submitted to get a bill number for committee assignment. And after it goes through the committee assignment process, it then gets to the floor. If it gets through committee, is voted out of committee. Some bills go to government ops, government operations. That's been somewhat nicknamed the place, the committee, where bills go to die. If leadership doesn't like your bill, if leadership doesn't want to take your bill up, they send it to government ops. Former, very conservative state representative, brother, friend of mine, Dave Ajima, most of his bills, I would be willing to bet, probably ended up in government ops. E-Verify for illegals, American laws for American courts. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. Well, if it sits in that committee for too long and you're not happy, you can ask for the bill to be pulled back and you can submit it for a vote if the Speaker of the House allows it. I know Dave Ajima didn't get any action on some of his bills, so he pulled them and tried to get them on the floor. Jace Bolger and others wouldn't allow it. Governors wouldn't allow it. That's how the